U.S. Army Secretary Thomas White testified before a Senate committee today, and he apologized to Enron shareholders and employees for what happened at the failed energy trading company. White spent 11 years working as an executive at Enron before resigning to take the position in the Bush administration. White repeatedly denied suggestions that the Enron division he ran manipulated electricity prices in California and Oregon last year, and he said he had done nothing wrong during his time at the failed energy trading firm. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
There had been speculation before his appearance that Army Secretary White might plead the Fifth Amendment rather than submit to a grilling before the Senate Energy and Commerce Committee. Instead, White was sworn in, and the committee's Democratic chair, Byron Dorgan, gave him an uneasy welcome.
We take no pleasure in inviting you to come today, and I expect you take no pleasure in being here.
Dorgan said his panel had found through a series of hearings that there was what he called a culture of corruption during White's time at Enron. He left the firm in May of last year, months before it collapsed. Oregon Democrat Ron Wyden told White there were many unanswered questions about the Enron Energy Services unit White headed.
For example, Enron Energy Services publicly reported profits until Enron collapsed. But it now appears the company lost money every quarter. Former Enron employees say Mr. White helped mislead the analysts and investors about the performance of Enron Energy Services, and that he personally approved the use of aggressive accounting methods that made his company appear profitable when it wasn't.
White said he was simply using accounting methods that were standard for the industry, and in a prepared statement, he fervently defended his honesty.
While I was employed in the private sector, I carried out my responsibilities in an entirely ethical manner, just as I did over the 28 years that I have served my country in the United States Army.
But Dorgan pressed White on the relationship between his retail power unit and Enron's wholesale power supplier known as EPMI, which was supplying California during its power crisis last year. White denied that he was giving EPMI preferential treatment.
We shopped for power to sources other than EPMI when we didn't like the pricing we got from them.
But what the FERC document shows is that you were actually EPMI's largest customer.
Well, that's perhaps true if they had the best pricing.
But the FERC documents also show that EPMI had the highest prices.
That may not have been true 100% of the time.
In a more heated exchange with Dorgan, White denied the unit he headed was involved in Byzantine fraudulent trading schemes with such names as Get Shorty.
Whose strategy was Get Shorty?
It was the Enron Corporation's strategy. Yes, of course it was.
The wholesale group's strategy.
It is still part of the Enron Corporation. You're all kissing cousins here. You're under the same corporate umbrella.
Let me tell you something. When we had our profit and our numbers and our targets to make, and the wholesale group had separate targets to make, we were not kissing cousins when it came to the arm's length arrangements between the groups.
Arizona Republican John McCain pointed out to White that he had expressed no regret in his statement for the misfortune that befell others from Enron's collapse, while White himself sold $12 million worth of the firm's stock. White said he was ashamed of what had happened.
I think it is an absolutely terrible tragedy that has occurred, and I fully support the actions by the agencies that the chairman talked about to get to the bottom of it and hold people accountable that were responsible for it.
But neither the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission nor the Securities and Exchange Commission have yet investigated White's role at Enron. Chairman Dorgan said he hoped that would change soon.
My hope is that federal regulators will get active here. I worry very much that there are federal regulators who came to government not wanting very much to regulate.
Dorgan concluded that White shone little light on the many questions about his time with Enron. David Wellner, NPR News, The Capitol.